Welcome to Parsha Questions for Parshas Shmini. Although we're actually working with a pasuk in Parshas Tzav. On the eighth day of the Miluim, the eighth day of the dedication of the Mishkan, Moshe has to get Aharon and his sons set to do the avodah, to do the service in the Mishkan. And we're told in Perek Ches Pasuk Hei, chapter 8, sentence 5, Vayomer Moshe al Ha'edah, Moshe told the nation, Ze adavar asher tziva Hashem lasos. This is what God has instructed to do, and then he goes ahead and he does it. Says the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Hei Amud Beis, page 5b, we learn from here, from the fact that Moshe has to say to the nation, this is the declaration that God has commanded us to implement, that Moshe actually recites the psukim effectively. He recites the relevant biblical passages as he dedicates Aaron and his sons initiating their service in the Mishkan. And my question is, why? Why does Moshe need to recite this out loud? This is not the only case in which a ritual in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash is accompanied by reciting Psukim. It also happens on Yom Kippur, according to the Mishnah in Yoma in the beginning of the seventh Perek, and Rashi in Yoma, Samaches Amud Beis, 68b, the rituals performed by the Kohen Gadol every year on Yom Kippur are accompanied by a public reading of their biblical instructions. So the question is, why? Why do we need this specific reading out or declaration of the instructions when we're talking about the Miluim, dedication of the Mishkan, and when we're carrying out the Avodah, the service on Yom Kippur? So three different approaches. The first approach of Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch. Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch, commenting on Vayikra Yud Aleph on our Parsha, says the following. Reciting this portion established these rituals as fulfillment of divine commands. No element was invented by a human heart and its subjective feelings. The totality of these actions was dedicated to fulfillment of a divine command. That's great. So what we're doing is we're saying, this is a mitzvah. Okay, but why not every karban? Why not every mitzvah? So that's the first idea. Second idea, perhaps this is meant to be a correction for the egel, for the golden calf. According to Rabbi Yehuda Halevi in the Kuzari, Mama Rishon Tzadi Zion, the sin of the golden calf was not idolatry. We intended to serve Hashem. The sin was that we created ritual in service of Hashem without Hashem telling us to do so. The Kuzari writes, my translation, their sin was in making a form which had been prohibited to them and ascribing the divine element to that which they had made with their hands and desire without a divine command. Right? That's Rabbi Yehuda Halevi's approach in general in the Kuzari, that all ritual is legitimate only when it stems exclusively from Hashem's commission saying, this is what you ought to do. Since the Mishkan is atonement for the Egel, right? Many early authorities say the Mishkan's initiation atones for the Egel. Ramban says specifically the rituals of the eighth day were only added after the sin of the golden calf for this purpose. Even if you don't say that the Mishkan as a whole atoned for the golden calf, day eight atoned for the golden calf. So it makes sense. If the golden calf was about creating ritual on your own, now you are correcting it by saying, look at these rituals that I'm doing. They're all from Hashem. Yom Kippur also is associated with forgiveness for the golden calf. The first Yom Kippur was the day when we completed our atonement and Moshe brought the second set of luchos. So perhaps the rituals of the eighth day of the Miluim and the rituals of Yom Kippur specifically need the explicit divine command in order to demonstrate we learned our lesson and we have placed the error of the golden calf behind us. That's a second idea. And then a third idea. Maybe it's about requesting permission to enter. Since creation, sacred space has been defined by restrictions. We are not allowed to barge across the boundaries of a holy area. Adam and Chava don't enter Gan Eden. They're placed there by Hashem. And when they are removed, it's with the institution of what seems to be an angelic border patrol. Right? If you accept the view, which is the mainstream view, that the Kruvim are about keeping people out, as opposed to Rav Soloveitchik's idea that they were meant to keep the path open. Aram and Sarah leave Aram to go to Canaan, toward Canaan, I should say, on their own. But they only enter the Holy Land when Hashem says, Lech Lecha. Moshe stands atop Har Sinai outside of the cloud until Hashem summons him to enter. The Jews do not enter Eretz Yisrael until Hashem invites them in. You want to go into a holy place? You need an invitation. Here too, the Kohanim could not enter the Mishkan for their initiation. And the Kohen Gadol is not able to enter the Kodesh Kodashim on Yom Kippur each year without the invitation expressed in the Psukim describing their roles and their service. So therefore, you need to read the Pasuk out loud. It's like you're showing, look, here's my invitation. I'm showing it to the bouncer at the door. One enters divine space not out of a sense of ownership, a sense of entitlement, but with an awareness that our presence before Hashem is because Hashem put us there. That's the idea. And I think that's a powerful idea. You know, there's a practice that many people have of saying a hineni muchan umezuman. Here, I am prepared before performing a mitzvah, particular mitzvahs perhaps. When we go into a shul, we have a practice going back a very long time to say a pasuk from Tehillim, v'ani b'ravcha zcha v'vesecha. We acknowledge that we enter Hashem's house because of Hashem's generosity, his chesed. That's what enables us to enter. We, this applies in many, many different areas. You're not allowed to ascend to the Torah for an aliyah unless you are called. We need permission in order to enter. So I think that's a powerful third idea. So again, our question is, why is it that Moshe has to recite the psukim along with the service on the eighth day of the Miluim? And why is it that on Yom Kippur, the psukim need to be recited? So the first answer is, we're just showing this as a mitzvah, but then I don't understand why these in particular. Second answer, correcting for the Egel, since the eighth day of the Miluim, and perhaps the entire Mishkan, atones for the golden calf, and Yom Kippur is also a demonstration of the atonement for the golden calf. The golden calf was about creating ritual on our own. We atone for that, and we say, look, I didn't create it on my own. This came from Hashem. And third, it's a way to request permission to enter this holy space, to be able to enter the Mishkan, to be able to, for the Kohen Gadol to enter the Kodesh Kodashim. That requires that we have the invitation. We need Hashem's permission to enter. May we, like the Kohenim in the Miluim, dedication of the Mishkan, and like the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, go about our lives with humble attention to that summons from Hashem that defines our mission and allows us entry into sacred space. And so may we merit what Moshe actually said to the Jews, V'yera lechem kvod Hashem, that the glory of Hashem should be revealed to you.